President Trump welcomed former Vice President and Senator Joe Biden to the 2020 presidential race with a tweet calling him Sleepy Joe and saying he hopes Biden has the intelligence to run a successful campaign. Well, it's no wonder the gloves came off quickly. In Biden's announcement early today, he went right at Trump, showing footage of neo-Nazis and white supremacists marching in 2017 in Charlottesville, Virginia, clashing with anti-hate protesters. And then Biden called out Trump.
He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime.
Rick Klein is political director at ABC. Rick, your thoughts? It was pretty powerful in that moment.
It was striking, surprising to see him go there and to use that footage and to use those metaphors and those analogies. This is the origin story of Biden 3.0, his third run for president. A lot of it is based on the anger that he felt, the passions that he felt after Charlottesville less than 2 years ago, early in the Trump presidency. It convinced him to come out of his political retirement. Of course, he thought about running in 2016, ultimately decided against it. He is now running because of this threat. And I think in identifying it, he's trying to focus the race the Democrats have right now back where they ultimately need it to be, which is on President Trump.
Well, and maybe take people away, as you say, keep it 3.0 and not 2.0 or 1.0. There were no gauzy images of family, no reminder that he took the train from Baltimore to D.C. for years. And he is a 76-year-old centrist white man in an historically diverse field. Critics will say he's out of touch or that he touches too much. You know, several women came forward to say he made them uncomfortable with unwanted touching at public events. That's something that's going to be tough to get over.
He is going to face all sorts of skepticism about the money, about the messaging, about his conduct, about his past positions. He's got more than four decades worth of votes in public positions, some of which don't age particularly well, as he has had to admit. All of that skepticism aside, he enters as the front runner, the biggest name in the race, the most name recognition, the leader in national polls. He does not have the ability to clear the field, but he does have an ability to clarify the field. And I think there's an opportunity for him to start to provide some direction for where the Democratic Party should be and where the primary field should be.
Yeah, but people are still going to be pointing backwards, right? Because he has a record as opposed to some of the others. He wrote the Clinton-era crime bill that differentiated between crack and cocaine and led to the mass incarceration of nonviolent drug offenders, most of them African-American. He's since said the authors of the bill, you know, that was him, were misled by experts about that differentiation. In January, he called the bill a big mistake. But he was also very much embraced, we know, by President Obama. He crushes other candidates in polls in South Carolina among African-Americans. And the AP reported this morning that advisor Simone Sanders, who is African-American and was on the 2016 Sanders campaign, just joined the Biden campaign.
Yeah, and he's going to have to answer for a lot of what he's done. I think the key for him is to not be apologizing throughout the campaign. He's got to look forward. People don't like, generally in America, to vote backwards. They don't vote based on some notion of what they wish things had been a decade ago. The fact that he's been in public life for so long would make it unusual for him to succeed to the nomination and to the presidency. But he does come with an undeniable a following, a base, and maybe the heir to the Obama legacy. I think one of the complicated questions of this is who is the heir to that legacy? You have this amazingly young and diverse crop of candidates. You also have President Obama's running mate who calls himself an Obama-Biden Democrat.
Yeah. In the minute we have, Rick Klein, so now, you know, gloves have been thrown down or gauntlets or whatever the phrase is between Biden and Trump. You know, do they, though, is that potentially a jeopardy for Biden if he's in this, you know, punching match with Trump and everybody else is talking about issues?
One of the tests all the candidates have to endorse. What do you deal with the president's taunts? He is going to punch. He's going to punch, and they're going to be low blows. They're going to be juvenile nicknames, as he's already shown. How do you handle that is an open question that's raging through the Democratic Party right now. People don't want someone who's just going to sit down. You also don't want someone who's going to get in the gutter every time. There's no easy answer for that, and you know that President Trump is going to be testing them out and baiting them with every opportunity he has.
Okay, and we know that tomorrow everyone is going to be scrutinizing Biden's first 24-hour fundraising haul, so we will keep an eye on that. Rick Klein, political director at ABC, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.